This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey, Mark, fake banter for the intro.
That's all I know how to do.
Great.
Good to be here.
Welcome to Tuesdays with...
Stories.
Hit her in the face with a surfboard.
And then the duck fell out of his bag.
Surf's up. And she didn't even flush.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Mark Norman and Joe List.
Yeah! This is Tuesdays with Stories, everybody.
Oh, that's terrible.
This is supposed to be cheesy.
My radio is spitting at me.
Are we ready? Oh, we're going. This is it. Let's call it This It.
Ah, this is it.
Yeah, this is it.
All right.
If this is it, do I please let me know. You ever a Huey Lewis guy?
I love Huey.
What about the news?
Not a fan. Fake news.
Oh, don't start with that.
Because
now we're already going to be going.
No. I don't like the way the news is tough. You turn on the TV, it's all hell.
Yeah, it is. It is hell, yeah. It's crazy.
But Huey's great. Big dong, handsome guy, 80s. What was it? I'm stuck on you.
I'm so happy to be stuck with you.
It's just friendly, good fun, popcorn-eating music.
Good fun. I mean, you got Back to the Future. He's in
yeah.
there. First time you feel it. Ba-da-dip-ba-pow.
It's hip to be square.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's the power of love.
Great stuff. And then he had, he had a lot. Sports was his album. His album was called Sports,
yeah,
which is interesting.
Fun.
I went and saw him a couple of times. He was great.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's fun. What are you going to do? Our friend Ira Proctor, shout out to old pal Ira. His dog's name is Huey Lewis. It's got a first and last name.
I like that.
Yeah, it's fun.
A dog with a human name is always a good time. Like I met a dog once named Bill. How about that?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, Bill. Get over here, Bill.
That was an old DJ Hazard show. Remember DJ?
Yeah.
Hell of a comedian. He opened for Chewed Up, Louis C.K. special.
That's really good.
I think we talked about him recently. By the way, Nelly, big news, folks. We have made the cut. We are in the final cut of the Louis special.
Oh, come on.
We're right in there, baby.
How do you like that?
The Tuesdays. By the way, Tuesdays was supposed to be about the fans, but we keep calling ourselves Tuesdays.
Well, we're gay and we're two of us.
I'm a fan of the show.
I like it. I haven't heard it yet, but I think it's good.
Tuesdays will be right in there, folks. Check out that special. It's coming out at an undisclosed date. I've been really telling a lot of secrets out there. I didn't realize.
I know.
But it'll be out soon. But something might change. He changes a lot, you know. But you're going to see your old pals, Mark E. Jose, in that special.
And now, are we throwing an orange? Are we hugging? Do you know what we're doing?
No, I've never hugged you in my life, but...
No, I'm talking about you and the man.
I think that might be in there, but I think it's me announcing him, and then you're standing behind me.
Oh, all right.
I don't know what you're doing. You probably have your pants off.
I'm doing my fake jump rope.
Ah, well, maybe you're jump roping.
All right, I'll take it.
And, we're going to be, he said, he goes, hey, yeah, you're in the cut. He's like, his girl didn't like the fact that he just pops out, so he added a little backstage stuff, and we were backstage.
I got to write her a letter.
The baby wrote me a letter. That's one of the unknown Huey Lewis songs. People don't realize that was him. He wrote that.
Get out of here.
I swear to God.
Come on. Well, that worked out.
I'm going home. The baby wrote me a letter. The lonely damn bahu. I wonder if we get sued for using these songs. By the way, how about this, by the way? I'm in a much better mood this week, although I'm kind of miserable also.
Well, I got to say, last night you were down in the dumps.
Well, I'm hurting. I've got a big, giant, fake tooth in my head right now. I don't know where to start. I got a lot of stuff happening.
Well, yeah, please go, because I got jack squat.
Well, I got the classic story where they give you a fake tooth, and everyone has a bit about it and a story about it. I don't know why they don't make the fucking go-to fake tooth fucking brown shit yellow.
Why?
Because everyone they give a big bright white tooth to...
Well, don't make it shit brown.
Well, I'm exaggerating.
I was gonna say.
For comedic purposes.
All right, I didn't know. I didn't know if you wanted a brownie.
I mean, who wants a brownie, but I don't want a dead fucking...
I love a brownie.
...hoof in there. Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You like young pussy.
Yeah. Who doesn't? Gays.
That was a brownie joke.
Oh, because they're the Cub Scout whores. I just got that. I forgot that they were called brownies.
Brownies are the Cub Scout whores. Now, that's a quote. We're going to get plenty of tweet quotes from that one.
Hey, sell me some cookies, you whore.
The Cub Scout whores.
The little mini whores.
Woo, boy. We digress and apologize, and we have AIDS. So
I have AIDS, but I don't apologize for it, goddammit.
But the teeth, they always, everyone I've ever met gets a fake tooth stuck in there.
Yes.
And they give you a bright white chiclet, and
I love it.
It's ridiculous. I feel like the whole dentist industry is fucking with us, because they want to make us brush harder, because they're like, here's your fake tooth. It's the color of my fucking notebook.
Well, here's the thing, though. You put the chiclet in there, and then you go, well, look how white that is. I got to match it.
Yeah, they think maybe it's a ploy. Like when they put an onion ring, I had a theory. I think my friend had a theory, and I stole it, to be honest. But they put the onion ring in the fries as a fucking get you to taste an onion ring.
That was my theory.
Was that your theory?
No, no.
All right. This is going back to like elementary school. I think it might have been Jason Papil's theory. But you put an onion ring inside there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was Derek. I can't remember who it was. One of my high school buddies. You put an onion ring. Or maybe it was Nick Flynn. But anyways, you put an onion ring in there, and then they have an onion ring, and they go, I'm going to go get some onion rings. That's why you find an onion ring in the fry.
Boy.
That's what they do with the tooth. They give you a bright white, so you go, maybe I'll get my teeth whitened.
That is a young conspiracy theorist at heart, that kid.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow, all right, but I just think, you know, maybe it's almost like selling somebody some jeans that are too small. Now you got to get into them.
Ah.
You know, hey, lose that weight, fatty.
But who doesn't try on jeans?
People are buying online.
That's a good point. Well, touche, douche, couche.
I love that band.
But anyway, I got a big fake tooth in there. I don't know where to start, because I started talking about something else, didn't I?
Big
last night, better mood.
Tooth, AIDS.
What I was going to allude to, because I was singing, was I was at the Cellar Saturday night, and the band is playing, and I was singing along, and Esty goes, what is this? You have great, beautiful singing voice. Why did I never know this? That's a bet. That sounded more like Will Savince, to be honest, but
I got it.
She called people over. Esty was like, this voice is unbelievable. I get told I have a nice voice.
You got a nice voice and a hell of a move on the dance floor.
Well, I can dance, but I only got six moves.
Yeah, you got 4 minutes of dancing, we've decided.
That's right, we talked about that.
But
I try that as a bit.
Now, who knows, maybe we'll get some band spots and no comedy.
Well, Liz was like, you got to get up there and sing a song. She's like, what song do you want to sing? I'm like, I'm not getting up there to sing. I got a fake tooth, for God's sake.
Come on, my baby wrote me a letter. Throw it in.
My baby wrote me a letter.
Ooh, that was breathy.
That's not my normal singing voice. Don't tweet.
Let me go back to the chompers for a minute.
Yeah, I got several minutes on these. I'm miserable.
My dad's got a couple caps back in his back gum molar area there, whatever that is.
They popped a cap in his mouth.
Yeah, and I think this is back, you know, my dad grew up in the 1912 or whatever, so he's got like the shitty wooden teeth. He's got Washington teeth, and he's got a couple silver caps.
Silver cap? I got a silver cap.
Do you?
Yeah, I got a big silver piece of shit in there.
Oh, no, he's got a silver tooth like a pirate.
Oh, wow. What is he, a rapper?
No, it's in the back. He's got a wide open mouth to show you. He's got to be like, hey, look at that way back there, and you got to stick your old noggin in his soup cooler.
Oh, wow. I have a feeling, but it's still, I have a tooth that's just got a layer of aluminum foil over it.
Wow. I want to see that later. Might have a layer of Chipotle as well.
It's really not pleasant. I got an unpleasant inside of the mouth situation.
The outside's not great either.
No, well, I got a small mouth type 2. And it's all very crowded. I'm always biting my tongue and flipping my wig. Right. I got a lot of, cankers.
Like, your mouth looks like a rush hour.
It's bad news bears. It's a pet cemetery in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's got cankers, and it's bleeding all the time.
I hate a canker and a canter.
They keep making fun of my fake teeth. I'm like, I get it. I'm very self-conscious here. They're like, you got to get this Invisalign. And they're like, it's hard to clean. You're going to have problems because they're all crooked. And I'm like, yeah, I heard. I heard you the first time. They're like, we got to get this one spot. Don't bite on that. Don't fly because we got a weird, crooked, your mouth is a mess. I'm like, fucking Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I know. I think I could get British citizenship over here.
Well, the Invisalign, if you got that, that would be like, that's when I know you'd made it.
It'd be a turnaround, but here's the thing. This thing's costing me $2,600.
Woo!
I still got to take my wisdom tooth out. That's got to be $1,000, $1,500.
Yep.
And then, rent.
Yes. We're living off the land here, folks. We need money. That is a bitch when something's painful and expensive.
Yeah, I handed them $1,300. Now 27 total, giving $1,300. And here's what they do. This is what I didn't realize, and I'm glad I didn't realize this. And buckle up, everybody, if you're a little tooth sensitive, as I am.
Oh, boy.
Teeth and pee holes.
Tooth hurty.
So Sunday's the Super Bowl. We'll get into that.
Woo!
We will.
What a ball game.
We'll get into that. So the game ends, and I'm on cloud 11. Or is it 9? 9-11? I'm on cloud 9-11.
Ah, it's a scary cloud.
Never forget that cloud.
I've run through a few of those in the plane.
So, oh boy. So anyways, I'm sitting there and I feel great. I mean,
you know, if a plane I've been on has gone through some clouds.
Ah, yeah, I understand.
All right.
I understand perfectly well what you said. that was a little De Niro. All right. Or Pesci, I should say. Boy, that's a great scene, by the way. The Nat King Cole.
Oh,
I understand
yeah.
perfectly well what you're saying.
Right.
Such an unreasonable guy.
I'm just saying, I can see how a girl could be attracted to him.
What? It's like the one of the best line deliveries in the history of film. You could see how a white girl could fall for her. What? Where the fuck are we now? It's 9-11. I got a tooth. Anyways, the game ends on 9-11. Patriots win, of course, per usual. And
yeah, what is that, 5 now?
That's 5.
Woo!
And all these, I got Steeler fans being like, we got 6. And I'm like, yeah, well, I can see by your profile picture that you're 11 years old, and they won 2 of them when you were 3, and the other ones happened 97 years before your parents were born.
Right.
I got 5 in my adult life.
Yeah!
Fuck you, Cowboys, and your championships in the 70s,
uh-huh.
and you Steelers fans with your fucking 1941 championship. We're winning them in the 2000s, baby.
Yes.
Age of free agency.
Woo-ah!
People talk about Vince Lombardi. Get the fuck out of here, Vince Lombardi.
Oh, these leather helmet bitches. Here's what I don't get, and I'm not, I don't know much about the ball club, so feel free to kick me in the asshole.
Sure.
But everybody's like shitting on the Patriots. Oh, they won this many. I'm giving it to, I want the Falcons to win. They got, so it's like, hey, they're just good. They're a good team. Why are you mad at them? They're good. They're winning. What's the problem?
People do that with the fans. Oh, the worst Patriots are the worst fans. I'm like, no, you only think that because you're hearing from us because we're always in it still.
Right.
Like the Chief fans, they could be animals for all we know, but they never make it past fucking week 17.
Yeah, you go.
You know what I mean? Like these fucking Raiders fans are bad people. But the Raiders go fucking 3-17 every season.
Right.
And no one hears from them.
Uh-huh.
We're loud and proud in February every
right.
fucking year.
You're so like the gays.
Oh, yes. We are queer in here.
And you get a parade when you win.
We're all out of order here. Let me get back to this.
Sorry.
So anyway, so when the game ends, but we'll go back to the game. We're Tarantino-ing it.
Yes.
So the game ends, and I'm on top of the world. I'm doing backflips. I'm coming in my yodels and eating them.
Mm-hmm.
And Canner's like, so you get the appointment tomorrow. I get the appointment the next day, the follow-up to the root canal.
Yeah.
Now, I thought a root canal is a nightmare. Then you have a follow-up where they go, looks rooty.
Uh-huh.
Get out of here. They give you a lollipop.
Great canal.
So they tell me, Canner tells me, what they do with a root canal.
Uh-oh.
Now the tooth is fucking nerved out. It's all fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
So they shave it down.
Hey.
They drill and fucking whittle and shave the tooth down to a little baby pinky nail.
Oh, my God, a nub?
I almost cried, dude. I was on the verge of tears all day yesterday. It's a little sharp vampire tooth.
Uh-huh.
They just cut it. Bah! It's going everywhere, all over my eyes. I got tooth in my eye.
What, like tooth, what do you call it, powder?
Yes, it's tooth confetti.
Oh, my God.
Just they grind it down to the gum so they can fit this crown, which costs $1,700 on it.
A crown? That's a hell of a crown.
Yes. It's a Burger King crown. So they fix that, and then they got to take the impressions. They're stuffing the mashed potato dough shit up into your teeth, and it sits there for a minute. I can't breathe. I'm like...
Oh, you got the sucker thing.
Yeah, and then they just pull it out. They go, and they pull all your teeth hard. And so now I have impressions, and the impressions are a sight to be seen.
I'm so sick of impressions.
It's bad enough. You look at your teeth, and I go, they're horrible. But then when you see the cement impression,
yeah.
you're like, oh, that's really bad.
Oh, you get an aerial view.
An aerial view, and it's not good. I'd rather have an anal view
yes.
of fucking my grandmother's dead asshole after it got pounded by a demon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now that's a short story.
So anyways... they do that. It's a nightmare. They whittle it down. And then they show me the mirror. I swear to God, I almost started crying. It's the closest I've come to crying without crying since my dad stepped on my balls for fun. They show me a mirror.
For fun.
And I went, like it's you look, I don't have a front fucking bottom tooth for the rest of my life.
Oh, yeah.
You feel like a piece of garbage.
Wait
a minute. Like human garbage.
Your teeth look all right from here.
Well, I'm hiding behind the microphone. I have a big fake bar of soap in there.
Oh, is that the one in the middle?
Yes, it's giant white.
It is white,
you can
yes.
See, it's like a spotlight. Your face is illuminated.
Shit.
It's shit, all right.
Oh, man. It does look like a tic-tac.
Yeah, and then she's comparing. She has a whole row of fake teeth. It's A1 through 11.
A1, that's a bad color.
It's a good taste, though.
Yeah, orange peel.
What?
They have orange peel in it. I read the ingredients once. It's Topsy. There's all kinds of gook in there.
I don't think we can say gook anymore.
Oh. Well,
goop. I think you mean goop.
Well, it's got orange peel. It's got vinegar. It's got tomato jizz. It's got, you know, cocoa butter, whatever. get a Google on the A1 ingredients.
No,
there,
we don't
shoo-shoo.
Need a Google. We don't need a Google.
Well,
come
just
on.
For later. It's pretty wild. They got a kitchen sink, a whole nine, a baby's fetus, whatever.
Maybe there is gooks in there.
I'm telling you.
They chop them up.
They taste good. But yeah, I can see it now that you mench.
It's a bad, bad situation.
Yeah,
so now I got to go back there. I got an A3.
Uh-huh.
She's trying to compare, but I didn't want to look at myself. It felt like Kramer with the fucking catcher's mitt.
A3 is a color?
That's a color.
Okay.
Which I think they might go from yellowest to whitest in reverse, because I feel like if I'm only three sections in.
So they're going Asian to Swedish.
I guess. But I was A3, and I go, it's good enough. Fuck, I don't care. Just get out of here.
Yeah.
So now somebody out there, some Jew, is fucking molding up a tooth. They're building a tooth for me.
Or an Indian.
Yeah. I think the Jews probably still have a monopoly on that business.
On the dental?
Not dental, but the creating the crowns.
Ah, yeah, they like jewelry.
I feel like that's a Jewish
right.
job. But I could be being wildly prejudiced, but in a good way.
No, yeah, they're killing it. But I can't stop looking at the tooth now that you mentioned it. It's like you got a white iPhone in there.
You're telling me it's a nightmare, and I really wanted to kill myself. I feel really, really fucking down on myself, and I don't want to talk. And
Right.
I got to do 4 sold-out shows with Louis in my hometown with a big, giant fake tooth.
Wow.
And here's the other thing. It hurts. It hurts on multiple levels. One, they shaved my fucking tooth down to the gums. My gums are, like, bleeding and shit.
Hey.
And then I just have a little nub in there with a big fake fucking
Goopy.
Jar of fucking white Miracle Whip on there.
Yeah.
And it's oversized. I have a big fake thing in my mouth. Imagine if you just had a marble in your mouth.
Right.
And it's a nightmare. And here's the other thing that sucks. After the root canal, all the pain had finally gone away, and I finally was like, all right, I'm good. And then the next day, they fucking drilled my tooth down to a fucking little gravestone.
Again?
Well, they didn't. The first time, they drilled into it and pulled the nerve out. Now they shaved around so they put the crown on.
Uh-huh.
Which I don't know is necessary. I feel like I got rooked.
Maybe you got crooked.
Yeah, I feel like they just tell you need. It's like a mechanic. They just go, you need this.
Right.
And then they,
you need a Johnson rod.
Yes, and they're Russian, which I don't want to disparage the Russians because they're our new ally.
Easy. But yeah, those Russians, who knows what they're putting in your mouth. Could be a transmitter or a decoder.
A lot of killers out there. We think we're so perfect?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that one?
What's that? Tinker, Tailor, Spy?
No, that was no motion picture. That was our real life president.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
It's pretty wild. But what are you going to do?
Oh boy. You got to protest, I guess.
Yeah, let's move on from that. We don't want everyone to get all panties in a knot here.
Any good ingredients in an A1? Just curious. Anything steps out at you?
Tomato puree. Raisin paste.
That's
not bad.
That's pretty crazy.
Distilled vinegar, corn syrup, salt, crushed orange puree.
Thank you.
Dried garlic, onions, herbs, spices, caramel color, and xanthan gum.
Damn it, that wasn't that cool.
Xanthan gum?
Should have thrown a fun one in.
Xanthan gum.
Gum's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I guess there's gum in there. All right, that's something. Thank you, never mind.
I took that opportunity to look at Twitter. This guy writes, guess you guys don't get much of this, but I love all your quote-unquote offensive jokes and anytime you talk politics.
Wow!
Thank you, Ken Edwards.
Black guy, by the way.
Is that right?
I'm thinking.
Ken Edwards. I don't know.
Yeah. Black guy. Don't buy his profile pic.
Let me look him up. I'll get a better look at Ken.
All right.
You
I
stall.
I want to thank everybody for coming out to Magoobies in Timonium, Maryland, baby. Baltimore County, not Baltimore. Thanks for the Chipotle cards. We sold out a couple shows, just one, and had a great time. Chris Allen, our old fat black friend came out, and he did a couple guest sets. Slept in my hotel room.
Thank you very much.
What a headliner!
Now, did you? We talked about this off screen. Did you think about just paying for a hotel room? Because I feel like, no offense to Chris or anyone in the African American or any other community, it's worth $1,000 to me to not have a human being sleeping in my room.
Well, I feel you, and I get where you're coming on me, but I'm just saying.
He could have came on you.
I know. I thought about it. Isn't it weird if anybody's in my room, I'm like, should we fuck? It could be my dad. I'm like, I might fuck this guy.
I feel the same way every time I've been in a hotel room with a man, including you. I'm like, what if we fucked?
I think about it all the time. I'm in my boxers. He's in his boxers. We got a TV on. It's crazy. It's sexual.
So it's possible that we've both thought about fucking each other at the same time.
I think that's most of our friendship.
In a bed.
Yes.
All right, so back to Alan.
Yeah. And so now I'm all hot and bothered. So... he comes through, he does some two guest sets, and then, you know, we have a few drinks, we're chatting, we're talking comedy, we're going gay, and now we don't get to my hotel room until, I don't know, 1 a.m., and then
wow,
I gotta get on a train ride, he's gotta leave at 7 a.m., he's got kids, gotta get back home and feed his children or whatever he does, and so that's only like, what, 6 hours in the room?
6 hours, yeah.
Yeah. So we're in the room. We talk for an hour and a half. So now it's four and a half hours.
Any dirty talk?
Oh, a lot of dirty talk. And 9.5 inches, by the way.
Alan?
No, me. Yeah, Alan. So, yeah.
That can't be true.
I'm telling you.
Did you see it or did he tell you
the
tale?
That's what he told me. But
he might
like,
be trying to get in your pants.
Well, I mean, that's not going to help. I want a small dick.
He could get in your pants from the couch while you're in bed with a cock like that.
That's true. It was two twins.
9/11.
So he was only in there for a total of 4.5 hours, I guess, when awake.
Right.
Which is not bad. So I'm not going to pay for a room for that. But he gave me the whole, I'm going to sleep in my car tonight. I'm like, what are you kidding? Come on.
Yeah.
I can't just let you do that.
It is charming to sleep in a car. But yeah, you got to put him in the room.
Yeah.
By the way, he got in a car accident. I hope he's all right.
He's all right. He's all right. He just did a little fender bender there. A wheel spun out. I don't know.
And that's an adorable kid you got there, Chris. We know you're an avid listener. That kid is adorable.
Yeah, it's a cute kid.
I want to just lick his face.
Yeah, tell that kid to sleep over.
What's that mean?
Instead of him.
Oh, I see. Tell the kid to sleep over. Oh, you don't want to be in bed with a kid because then you think about fucking it.
Yeah.
Not his kid. Sorry.
Oh, boy. Well.
Just kid in general.
Hope his wife doesn't listen.
Brownies.
She will not enjoy this.
Yeah, people get real weird about the jokes about their children.
That's true, especially Barron Trump. People go nuts about that.
People get all bent out of shape about Barron. You leave the kid out of it. You're like, all right, take it easy.
Why? Well, I got made fun of my whole life when I was a kid. So
also, the joke wasn't even about Barron. All right, it doesn't matter.
I had some Barron jokes, but what are you going to do? But yeah, the SNL thing. Who gives a shit?
Also, Barron's not reading your tweets. That's
the
thing.
And the joke was that he was homeschooled, but he's not even homeschooled.
I know. It's just yeah.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, so I did this kid's podcast out there, and it's always a kooky thing. You know, I do this. I go, this kid emails me. He's like, hey, we've met before. I live in Baltimore. I'd love it if you do my podcast. And I write back, like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. Just, you know, you got to drive me there. I don't have a car. He's like, yeah. So we go to his garage. It's like out of the 70s. It was like a big ass garage, and they got posters all over the wall, and like a bat and a Orioles triangular thing. What do you call those?
A triangle.
Triangle poster. Whatever those flags.
A pennant.
Pennant.
Yes.
Thank you.
Triangle poster.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you think the Angels will win the pennant? No, wait. What is it? You think, Dad? You think you'll come back? I'll be back if the Angels win the pennant.
What is that? Angels in the outfield.
Thank you. A young Jordan Ghost Gordon Joseph Gevitt.
Joseph Gordon Levitt.
Thank you.
Robin.
Yeah, that's right.
He was kind of Robin-y, right?
Yeah,
that's what happened there.
He was Robin and third Robin from the Sun.
I don't always understand the movies, the comic books.
Yeah.
But I think he was supposed to be Robin.
He was Robin.
All right.
Yeah. So we go to this kid's garage and we record, we're drinking beer. It felt like that 70s show. I'm sitting on a shitty couch. I got a High Life in my hand. We're talking bullshit. And these kids are so cute. They're just like getting all into it. They're like, thanks for coming. You're our biggest guy we've had yet. It was adorable. And so this kid gives me free passes to the movies.
Wow.
And I go, hey, all right. It was worth it. Because, you know, you don't want to do anything. No one wants to do anything. You know, I feel bad for these kids. They're like, hey, you want to do our pod? And they're like, of course I don't, but I will.
Right.
So he gave me two passes of the movie. So me and the feature hike on out to the AMC. We get Chipotle first. I used the Chipotle card on that. Boom, we get two big-ass burritos on a fan. Thank you. Then we go to the movies. Boom, two free movie tickets. It was a great day. We saw Hidden Figures.
How was that?
It's good. It's a little Disney.
Yes.
Did you see it?
No, but so many of those films are that.
It's,
the strings come in heavy.
Yes.
And there's a lot of, like, repeat a line.
Yes.
You changed my life, Brenda.
Right,
you
right.
changed my life.
Well, basically, it's good, but it's about these three black chicks who are in NASA, and they, like, change everything. Without them, it wouldn't be possible. And you want to be like, all right, that's great, but how much of this did they really pull off? Because they're just perfect. They have no flaws. They nail everything. Everyone else around them is stupid, you know?
Right.
Everyone else is a piece of shit, which I'm sure they were because it was, you know, racist 60s.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like the whole NASA was on their back. The whole thing?
Yeah.
You know? Were, come on.
They were NASA-headed women.
Uh-huh. Ah.
Remember? NASA-haired.
Yes.
Said. Was it haired?
I thought you were saying yes to NASA.
Who was that? That I'm quoting.
Nappy
Don Imus.
Oh yeah.
Remember Don that Imus business?
Yes.
That was like before it even really blew up. That was like right. He was like one of the first guys to be like, "You're a piece of shit forever."
Yeah, that's true.
I think that was like 10 years ago. When was the Imus incident? Just for my own personal file.
But
it was like 05 or something.
Good movie. Go. I call it the Lady Cool Runnings.
Ah, but these are higher stakes though.
Very high. Very high. We're going to the moon, goddamn. We had to beat Russia.
Yes, Russia. Not anymore. Now we're teamed up.
Yeah, boy.
2017 of April coming up, or 2007.
What's that?
Oh, so it was 10 years ago.
Almost 10 years.
Wow, that was the Don Imus.
Oh wow.
Call him Nappy Headed Hoes.
That's right.
If I could have said NASA-headed hoes, I feel like I would have had a good one there.
Yeah, yeah.
But I couldn't. That was 10 years ago. What am I going to do?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, fuck it. Maybe we'll put it in post.
No. That's in there.
That's cheating.
Yeah. So it was a good movie, and we, how about this? So I had all this free shit, so I go, look, I got to buy something. I felt like buying something. So I go up to there's an ice cream counter in the movie theater.
Yeah.
I guess it was an Edie's. Is that something?
Oh, that's good stuff, I think. You have to ask Tim Dillon. He's the expert.
Oh, that fat homo knows his gelato.
He's very cunty when it comes to ice cream.
I could see that.
Also everything else.
I go up to the ice cream whore, and she's like this cute little girl, like a fun haircut, kind of like skater punky, you know, kind of thing. And she was pretty hot. And I go, and I'm flirting with her, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, give me the peanut butter and the chocolate. I'm going to make a nice Reese's thing because I wanted two scoops. And she goes, the chocolate's empty. And I look down. It's those big round jugs, you know. And I'm like, oh, that you can scoop something out of that. She's like, I don't know. So she pulls the whole thing out and starts. She's got it under one arm scooping.
Oh, wow.
And I go, you know what? Why don't you just give me the whole jug? Because, you know, you're going to throw it out anyway. And she's like, yeah, all right. So she gave me the whole jug.
Wow, you got a jug.
Yeah, so I'm walking down with the jug. The feature's holding the jug where he's eating out of it. It was a good time. We're watching a movie with a giant jug of ice cream.
You're Jughead.
I'm Jughead. You're Archie.
I'll take it.
All right.
I never got into Archie or Jug.
I didn't
who gives a shit?
That was too square. Who gives a fuck? It's cartoons.
I would read the comics. Between you and me, I never really liked any of it. BC would have a couple.
Marmaduke, nothing.
I don't know. Calvin and Hobbes, who gives a shit?
They were all overrated. Everyone I read, I was like, I guess.
Wildly. I mean, The Far Side is great.
Yeah, that's
great.
Funny. That's funny.
But most of them, you're just like, what is this? I don't get it.
Every Peanuts, I'm like, this writer should be fired. This is dog shit.
Tony V used to do a long bit about how Garfield's never been funny once ever.
Yeah.
He's like, I defy anybody to show me a funny Garfield.
Oh, you like lasagna? So do I. What's the
very
deal?
Very silly. Also, between you and me and the table and the microphone and the fans, I don't think cats care for lasagna.
I think you're right. I think that's the bit.
Oh, is that the bit?
Well, he hates Mondays, too, but I mean, well, who cares? So do I.
Monday. I don't mind a Monday.
I don't mind a Monday either. I'm a comedian.
Comedy, I love Monday. I like Sundays and Mondays as a comedian.
Ah.
I don't care for Saturdays.
Ah.
I don't want to go and have a whole to-do.
Right,
you know?
Right. Well, you're the opposite of Garfield. You don't like lasagna.
I like lasagna, I prefer a lot of pasta dishes over lasagna. You know what I don't like? That cottagey cheese or the...
Oh, the ricotta.
Pamelon. Yeah, ricotta.
Pamela Adlon.
I don't like... I don't like the weird cheeses, but I do remember one of my favorite moments ever. My friend, I'll just call him Jeff W. in case he doesn't want this out there.
Wow, you know the president? Ah, it's George.
Yeah. George.
Damn it. Post.
He's an ex.
My favorite cereal brand.
Ex-president. Point Break. Anyways, we were at the supermarket one time. These two girls from high school were like, "Hi, Jeff and Joe." And then they walked to the other aisle and they were at the dairy. And he goes, "If you're looking for the cottage cheese, it's in your pants." it's still so funny.
That's a funny guy.
Oh, he's such a funny guy. Then he had another great one where we were at the, I think I told this story before, we were at a urinal and the Boston cop was next to me. We were underage drinking at a bar. There was an underage, the cop, we were underage, and then the cop next to him at the urinal, like a uniform cop. And Jeff goes, "You call that a penis?" And it was pretty ballsy.
Yeah.
It was pretty great. The cop laughed.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, he was a funny guy.
White privilege. Still is a
funny guy. Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, you don't want a black guy making fun of your dong.
Anywho, where the hell are we? God, my mouth hurts so bad I can't.
All right, well, I was just saying I saw Hidden Figures. It's good. It's worth a watch, but it is a little Disney.
And you had a bucket of ice cream.
And I had a bucket of ice cream, so we had a great day, and the shows that night were great. I'm working on some new, and I'm really eating a big sack of lunch out there.
That sounds kind of nice.
I guess it is. I'm eating a tight shoe. I got a knife and fork. I'm cutting open a shoe.
Mm-hmm.
So the new stuff is not connecting, but we'll get it, folks.
You'll get there.
Yeah.
By the way, if you were at those Magoobies shows, you can see me in June 22nd through the 24th.
There you go.
It's a ways away, but you got to give people a heads up.
Heads up.
I feel like I just got stuck there for a second.
Seven up, yeah. Well, it's that fucking Dove bar you got in there.
It's crazy. I wish it would melt like soap. Not melt. What does soap do?
That it wears away.
What? Is there a verbiage, though?
Yeah. Lather?
Lather is what you do to yourself. What happens to the soap? And it whatever the verb is, it happens quickly.
Dan Lather is a great Asian reporter.
I get a bar of soap on Monday. It's done by Wednesday. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
I'm the same way.
I swear to God, I think there's like it's melting during the day.
No, we go hard on the pits.
I go crazy on the pits. I go insane in the asshole. I'm just jamming in there.
Oh, my God. My asshole's bled.
I took it.
I'm like Nicholson, and as good as it gets.
Well, you keep flirting with boys in your fucking bedroom. You gotta be have a bloody asshole till the cows come home.
Especially that 9.5-er.
I tie a rope to the thing and just jam it so I can get it back. I just pull like a ripcord.
It's like a coin in the 50s. You got a string through it so you can get a free Coke.
I never thought of that.
That's what they did back in the day. That was like a scam artist.
That's amazing. We should try that.
That's not going to work now. I got computers in there.
I think I had some hard candy in there. By the way, how about this guy? I mean, I don't want to say who said this because it's a very famous guy, but...
Oh, boy.
I was talking
Jeff
about...
Jeff W. Bush.
I was talking about my teeth are rotting out of my head. And I was like, I got to quit soda. By the way, I haven't had a soda in 8 days.
8 days?
8 days a week.
Good song.
Yeah. Or biting my... I stopped biting my nails, too. I'm trying to take better care of myself.
I've tried that since you said it. It's not easy.
Yeah, I've gone like 8 days with the soda and 10 days with the nails. Because I can't bite it. I got fucking, you know, dial in my face.
8 days later.
Don't know what that means.
There's a movie about rehab called 28 Days Later.
Oh, right. I thought that was a zombie movie.
I think you're right. What's the one with Seth?
28 Days.
28 Days.
And then there's 28 Days Later, which is a sequel.
Is it?
What about zombies?
That's an odd one.
No, all the sober people become zombies.
That makes sense. You guys
28 weeks, I think that's called. 28
no,
weeks later.
You're thinking of 9.5 weeks.
Wait, which
that's
one's
the
Mr. Whole, Mom?
That's the porn movie.
What's Junior?
That's the one where Arnold is pregnant with Donald Trump.
But that's not 9.5 weeks. I confused them because that's how long you're pregnant for.
No, that's 9.5 months. Or 9 months.
Well, it's 7.5 if you're a weirdo.
And then there's Notting Hill.
It sure is.
Yeah.
That's what you get when you're born early.
I don't follow.
For some reason, I was thinking Notting Head. I thought Notting Head premature birth was going to be big, but
right,
it's Hill and it's insensitive.
Okay, hit wait, me.
What started with that though? We had something that was
we went
important.
On a real tear there. Notting Hill
tore the asshole. Oh, the soap.
The soap.
What happens with the soap?
Yes.
It really is a mystery because I swear to God, it feels big and you get that fresh bar.
Yes.
And then within a week, you get that tiny thing. You know when you have the little, it keeps slipping on your hand and
the
shit?
The sliver.
Just a little sliver.
You got a sliver in your asshole. You're basically fingering your ass because there's no soap. There's more hand.
That's why I use the string.
Uh-huh. I try to shit it out. It's like you're flossing your ass crack.
We've talked about this before, maybe. You only need to soap a few parts of your body, really. The armpits.
That's true.
The armpits, genitals, which I can include the asshole as a genital. Is that right? Is the asshole
I don't know if
a genital?
That's a genital. Well, I think it's a rectum.
The gays sure think it is.
Yeah, I guess.
Edit.
No, they like asshole.
So you got to wash the armpits, the asshole, the penis and balls, and the feet. I think other than that, and of course your hands throughout the day.
I've skipped the feet many times.
You can't do it because sometimes the water will get down there.
Yes.
But you got to get in the feet, the bottom of the hoof, because it gets pretty stenchy down there. And the women got to do the nipples. And I got plenty of tweets confirming the nipple taste.
Nipple taste?
You don't remember that?
The copper?
The
urine?
The pheromones
uh-huh.
that shoot out of the armpit into the back of the throat.
I got one weirder for you.
Uh-oh.
You know, when you pee, you have a drop of urine that goes down your throat.
When you pee, you have a drop of urine that goes down your throat?
Yes. A little bit of urine comes up and secretes into the mouth every time you pee.
That happens to me 20 times a day, then.
Check it out, Shubo.
I don't think that's true.
I'm telling you. That's a fun fact.
Where did you read that? Snapple?
I follow What the Fuck Facts on Twitter, and it's my favorite follow.
Well, what does Mark Maron know about that?
Hey-o. What do you got, Shoeshine?
By the way, the guy we're talking about, Ken Edwards, is whiter than my butt cheek.
It's whiter than that new tooth.
Yeah, exactly. He's white, and he's a comedian, too.
Oh, all right. Well, he just got a plug.
And Anthony Rogers says, best episode ever for last week.
Wow, you see...
Very down on that.
I set it up as a shitty one. I think that it lowered everyone's expecte.
I don't know. I thought it was... I was in a real mood, and I felt bad about that.
Maybe the mood is good.
Yeah, well, I'm in my face hurts extremely bad right now, but this is a hell of an ep, if you ask me.
I'm loving it so far.
All right, well, we got more stuff to get to, I think.
Yes, but nothing on the urine? Shit. What the fuck facts?
Oh, let's plug this, by the way.
Yeah.
April 4th. The eve of my birthday, folks. It's a ways away, but pack the bags, book the flights. We are doing a live Tuesdays with Stories at the Fat Black Pussycat.
Woo-wee!
In Greenwich Village. We're taking this party to the village, everybody.
Yeah.
We're going to be at the Fat Black, and it's going to be a hell of a night. We got some special guests, celebrity guests.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrity guest, and then a couple other schmucks, but... it's going to be a hell of an episode. We're going to film it and try to sell it as a program, maybe.
Yes.
We're going to invite some industry. We need some fans.
We need you there to help us out. I think this should be a high-class event. Dress up. Dress up, folks. We're going to be in tuxedos, possibly. It's going to be a big deal. It's a Playboy After Dark kind of vibe. It's velvet couches, candles, shirtless men, bow ties. It's going to be very sexy. So
yes.
Come out and look nice.
Dress up. If there's any female fans here... listening, particularly attractive ones, put on a nice outfit, not a sexy, you don't have to be a whore, this is not what that's about, but just look nice.
Yes.
And you men, you put on a suit and a nice shirt, a sharp collar.
Throw a heel on and a tie and a blazer.
Yes, and come on down, April 4th, Fat Black Pussycat, we're going to make this an event.
Yes.
We're going to sell it as a television program, hopefully.
And there's going to be cameras everywhere, and it's going to be a real production. So come out and be on the shoot. Be involved. This could be history.
We're going to have a kissing booth with Shelby.
Yes.
$5 to wrap those lips around those lips.
Yes. $10 to not get kissed.
We got enough money to cure polio.
There we go.
Did we talk about this, by the way? The Planned Parenthood show, I did $700, which is pretty good. And then Che did a secret show the next night and probably made $17,000, but whatever.
Yeah, did you find that odd?
What do you mean?
That he was he got all this hype for his show, but you did the show before him.
I was doing it well before him, but I'm not a celebrity.
Yeah, I guess so.
He's a celeb. You got something to add there, Shelb?
When you pee, a small amount of urine enters your mouth through the saliva gland.
Bam!
But who's your source?
Is that my Twitter?
WTF facts.
Thank you.
All right. I want to confirm by a scientist or a doctor. I think we got some pretty smart people listening.
Any
to
Indian or Jews, call in.
Or an Asian, for God's sake.
Or an Asian.
Don't forget the Asians.
That's all I'll take.
When did we last record? I can't remember.
A week ago. Today.
All right. The Tuesday.
So what do you got?
Well, I was speaking of the Fat Black Pussy. I didn't talk about the Nick Griffin special.
No, I'd love to hear about it. I'm a huge fan of his.
Are you sure?
Please do.
So we recorded Monday, maybe?
Yeah, you were doing it that night, I think.
All right. Well, whatever. Yeah, so I did the, I had the thrill, the honor of opening for my pal Nick Griffin. Boy, he is one of the greats.
So good, amazing writer, some of the best jokes in town.
Yeah, I've been lucky to open, I'm on a lot of specials. Griffin, Gullman, DiPaolo.
Louis. Nice.
I should have been there for yours, but I had to vote for Louis.
Still hurts.
Yeah, it was a bummer. How about the guy that's like, I thought you guys were friends? I'm like, I have a job.
Right.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I was at work too.
The guy's like, I'm confused. I thought you guys were good friends. I'm like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Anyways, we have jobs, you know.
We work at night.
Anyway, so I had to open. I had the honor of opening for Griffin, Fat Black Pussycat. That's where we were at first. It was shot at the Village Underground.
Yeah.
And they really did a great job. Scott Moran is really making a name for himself.
Good for him. He's a talent.
He's directing all these specials. He directed Rory's and Todd Glass's. They all look great. I mean, he's really a guy.
He actually asked if he could direct mine. I was like, get this nobody out of here. Now I wish I'd used him.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing there, and he's doing some good work. Pardon me. We ate right before this, so I got a little burrito in my
gassy
throat.
We had a hell of a Chipotle, folks. You remember that. We still love the cards. Thank you.
I'm afraid to burp and my thing looks bad. By the way, some guy, some nut, gave me $40
Woo!
At the Fat Black Pussycat on Saturday night. I appreciate it, sir. He told me his name and I already forget it. But he was having some cocktails and he was with a lovely lady who's also a fan.
Mm.
Came to the Fat Black. I walked off stage. He handed me $40 I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. I forget your name. You told me and I lost it because it was a big, crazy Saturday night.
Yeah.
Special weekend. But anyways, so Griffin, he's at the Village Underground shooting his special, and when it comes out, I don't know where it's going to be yet, but you got to check it out. Check out his albums. Check him out on Twitter. Nick Griffin is one of the funniest comedians out there. Most underrated comedian.
So good. Yeah, he should be a huge name.
He is great. He's done fucking 9 Lettermans. Check them all out. Some of the best sets.
Yes.
So he asked me, and I'm doing New Orleans Wednesday, Thursday with Louie.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm all excited to fly down to New Orleans. Never been there. I get the text on Monday. Louis wants to spend a few days in New Orleans. Wonderful city, of course.
Can't blame him.
So they go, we're going to fly out Tuesday evening.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the Griffin special.
Ah!
And then that Friday, they're going to come back Friday night, so we can have 4 days in New Orleans.
Woo, the Big Easy.
And that night, I'm at Laughing Up Poughkeepsie. And I'm like, well, I can't cancel Poughkeepsie, and I can't miss the Griffin special, so I got to buy a commercial flight 2 days in advance, $1,400
Ah!
I had the tooth for $2,600 Then I owe old Uncle Sam $3,000 Then I had to buy a $1,400 flight. It was a $10,000 week.
Oh, but you're making some cash.
I'm making some cash, but that's a lot of cash.
That's a lot of scratch.
And that's almost $10,000 for the sake of Pete.
Tamale for flights and teeth. No fun.
And taxes. And I'm happy to pay my taxes, goddammit. I'm looking right in the camera for this. We live in a great, great country, and I'm happy to give back money for programs such as schools, the fire department, the military, and roads. Tax me up, baby.
I haven't been in jury duty in 10 years. How do you like that? Blow me. Now, you were saying?
I'm happy to serve my country by giving my taxes to the good causes. Anyways, so I go down there. So I skipped the private flight, which is tough. You don't want to skip a private jet. It's very exciting.
No, you don't.
Very exciting, and it's a free ride. You're hanging out. Your feet are up. And it might have been my last chance to fly. We're at the end of the tour here.
Ah.
Which would be a bummer. But anyways, and then I realized I'm probably never going to fly private again in my life.
That'll happen.
I don't know about
that. Once we sell this show, folks.
April 4th.
Come on out.
Fat Black Pussycat. All right, let me get to the fucking good. So I'm opening for Nick. I go in a little early. I meet up with Sarah. We're walking around. We go to a meeting. We have fun. We bump into Will Silvince. How about this? Bump into our buddy Will, past guest, great guy, kooky Haitian from Brooklyn. What a guy. Don't you love Will?
I love Will. When I see him, I light up.
Me too. I light up. He's got actual teeth the color of this fake tooth.
Those are some white teeth.
Well, he's also very extremely dark skin, so I think that helps.
And he's got the black beard.
Yes, he's a Blackbeard.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like a pirate, like a modern-day pirate.
Yeah, like a Captain Phillips.
He really does.
Yeah, Somali.
So we bump into him, and he's at this place called Liquiteria. Do you know that place?
I love Liquiteria.
You got to go with Will. This is the most unbelievable thing that's ever seen. I'm going in there. As we're walking in, Will's there. It's Sarah and I. I bump into Will. I go, hey, Will! We do a triple hug.
Sixth Avenue?
Yes.
Yeah, I know it.
Triple hug. He goes, what are you doing? Are you getting juice?
Yeah.
And I go, yeah. And he knows the guy. He's there 3 times a day.
Oh, wow.
So the guy goes, You're friends with Will? And I go, yeah. And he goes, what do you want? I go, I'm going to get the ginger shot. Me, Sarah, and Will do ginger shots. It's like we're at a bar.
Yes.
We toast. We fire him back. And then the guy's like, what else do you want? I'm like, I'm going to get a smoothie, but I'll pay for the smoothie. Because he goes, no, whatever you want.
Whoa.
I was like, all right, number 8. It felt like the Eddie Murphy sketch in reverse.
The Whitey.
Where he's white and he gets all the free stuff.
Yeah.
Black guys are just giving black guys stuff.
Aha! Uh-huh.
I was blown away. I was like, this is black privilege.
Yeah, BP.
The guy gave, I'm not joking, he gave us $60 worth of free stuff because we were with Will.
Oh my God.
He's like, put some juices. Will's like, maybe I'll get some juice for Nick. Because I bought a card for Nick because for his special.
Yeah.
Will's like, what is it? Because Will was hosting the show.
Uh-huh.
I go, I got him a card. You didn't get him a card? He's like, I'll get him juice. I go, get him some juice.
Smart.
So Will grabs two juices. The guy goes, Sarah, what do you want? She's like, I don't want anything. He goes, take something.
Wow.
So Sarah's like, no, I'm not thirsty. I'm like, Sarah, take a fucking juice. I'll take the juice.
Yeah.
We took 5 juices, a smoothie. We ransacked the place.
Those juices are $12 each.
I'm telling you, it was $70. He's like, anytime you come in here. So Will is just there enough that I'm like, do you pay for anything ever?
Yeah.
They love him over there.
How does a business survive in Harlem? It's all blacks. They're just handing each other everything.
I think just specifically Will is charming. Maybe he got him in the cellar or something.
That's what it is.
He's very... sweet and he's a good friend.
good soul, good egg, and he doesn't eat sugar and he doesn't eat meat, so I think he's got to get those juices.
Yes, he has a lot of juice.
And is he Jehovah's or Muzzy or he's something?
I don't know what he is.
He's one of those weird ones.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe Kwanzaa? I don't know. He's in there.
I'm not sure. Hanukkah's a thing.
Uh huh.
So we got hooked up. Then we go over there. I go up to the upstairs, the fat black pussycat, that little cool lounge.
Yeah, I've been blown in there.
Wow.
Yes.
Who's the lucky guy?
Oh, boy, might have been Will. He got a different kind of juice.
That beard would be weird. His beard is kind of pubic, so the pubes would be mixing and matching.
That's right. They become intertwined.
Hmm. So anyways, I walk up there to go see. I was like, is Griffin up there? Like, he's up there. So I walk up there, didn't realize this. Colin Quinn is working out his new special at the Fat Black. So I walk up there. He's up there.
Yeah.
Quinn's up there. And then he bumped into DePaulo. DePaulo's going to open for Quinn. And it's DePaulo's birthday. I talked to him earlier. I walk up. It's Quinn, DePaulo, and Griffin, me and Will, and Sarah.
Wow, what a gang.
How about that for a hang?
That is a beauty.
And I give Nick his card. I give him a hug. I give DePaulo, it's his birthday. I give him a high five. Colin's giving big hugs out. It's the whole gang. I was like, this is so much talent. People I just idolize in here.
Yes.
And Will. I'm joking.
It's a lot of funny in that room.
That's a lot of funny. And we were all zinging and zapping and yucking and jiving. And Griffin was quiet. You know, he's shooting a special. He's a quiet guy anyways.
Yeah.
And so then it's time for the show. So Nick's show starts at 8. Colin starts at 7. So we watch DePaulo open for Quinn. We watch about a half hour of Quinn. Killer stuff.
Really?
Killer. Just so funny. We're dying laughing. Now it's 7:45. We go downstairs. The Griffin Show. Anthony DeVito's there. And Lori Palminteri. Anthony DeVito. Gary
Again?
Gulman. Sade. All these people are hanging out for the special.
Yes.
It's packed. It looks super cool. They made it look really
neat.
Oh,
yeah?
They painted the stage black. They brought out an extension. They had big, thick curtains.
Uh-huh.
The lights were all hanging down. The video camera. This looks cool. Don't you love a special?
I love the vibe. I love the lights. I love the grips. I love the whole thing.
The Nick Grippins.
Now, is it full?
It's full. It's packed.
He has fans?
It's packed. Well, they packed it out. He had a lot of fans
all
there.
Right,
his girl's there. He's got some friends, and it's packed. I mean, there's a lot of people there.
I love that vibe.
Yeah, packed, and the cameras on the tracks and the things. And,
I love a track.
Just so happy for I love Griffin so much.
Good egg.
Good egg. Give me a hug before my Letterman. It's really meant a lot to me. We have a common bond, and I just love the guy. And so the Will hosts. He does some time up front. He's killing. He's great. Will's just a great, magnanimous figure, you know.
He's a presence of happiness.
He is. And so then he brings me out. I had a great set, but I couldn't see the light because they were trying to fix stuff. You never want to get off early on a special and ruin the production, but you also don't want to go long.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, I kind of broke down the wall. I was like, am I all right here? Should I keep going?
Yeah.
And Liz was like, go.
You're a wall breaker.
Yeah, sometimes you got to.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, I had a great set. Griffin goes on. We all watch. And then Quinn comes downstairs. So it's like me, Quinn, Hanley, and Gulman all watching together. And Sarah. And we're all just laughing, having a great time. You're rooting your buddy on.
Yes.
The jokes are great. He kills. It was fun. Afterwards, I'm talking to Colin for a while. Give Griffin a big hug. Give Nick a hug. The whole thing. And just a special night.
Did he seem happy with it?
He seemed happy. I mean, he's very...
Contained?
Contained, yeah. Yes. So, and he's, he struggles with some of that stuff. So I think he's happy. I hope he's happy. Text him the next day. It's hard to get a read on Nick
sometimes. Yeah, it's a little tough.
He's, he's a complicated soul, that man.
Yeah, Liz had some great things to say.
I mean, he is a great, great comedian. Just every joke. One of those guys.
Perfect.
Every joke is just so solid for an hour. So funny, and he's the kind of comedian I'd like to be, you know what
I
mean?
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
And anyways, it was a great night. And then the next day, I might have to do a to-be-continued here because there's a lot of New Orleans stuff.
Oh, I want to hear about that shit. I got to tell you, seeing those Instagrams, having my best gay there in my hometown, it was seeing those photos, and I could tell you loved it, and I was so happy you were there. I wish I was there, but it was great seeing that. It was the worlds colliding.
Yeah, it was a whole thing. I mean, well, I tend to fall in love with everywhere I go, as you may or may not know from listening. I mean, this is a great, great country. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, there's 63 million idiots out there, but it's a beautiful, beautiful... I'm kidding, of course.
The 64 million!
It's a beautiful country, and all these cities, it's amazing. I mean, you think about Oahu, and yeah. Los Angeles, and Seattle, and Portland, and Austin, and...
Juneau!
I've never been to Juneau.
It's beautiful.
I bet it is. But, I mean, you go to... Ann Arbor is lovely, and the Maine, the coast of Maine, and all over New England, Boston, what a city, New York City, the whole Northeast Corridor, Baltimore, D.C.
Austin, Miami, Phoenix, San Fran, that's
Atlanta,
amazing.
Come on, Atlanta,
yay!
Key West.
Seattle, Portland.
Unbelievable. I mean, I love Houston, I love Omaha, I love my sister's ass, I love
Houston.
It all.
Ugh.
Houston's got some good stuff, are you kidding?
I mean, they had a decent Super Bowl.
Oh, they had better than... We forgot to get into the Super Bowl.
Oh, we got to get into the Super Bowl.
Maybe I'll tease New Orleans.
Tease
we'll
new.
We'll talk the Super Bowl.
All right. I got one little nugget, too, so you go.
But anyways, New Orleans is it's tremendous, but we'll tease
it. We'll get
it
to that. We'll
next
tease.
Because there was an incident in New Orleans.
Ooh, Crescent. There's always an incident in that fucking town.
There really is. It's a frightening...
It's lawless.
Beautiful
it's the,
city.
It's the Wild West down there.
The Wild South.
Yes.
Wild Note.
Mmm.
Nashville.
Decent show.
I'm farting real bad.
I'm queefing.
Let's talk about that Super Bowl because it was fresh. People
wow.
want to hear about it. I mean,
wow.
it was 9 days ago now when you're hearing this, but for us, it was only 40 hours ago.
Let me just set up this. I was at a Super Bowl gathering at a bar on Hudson Street, which is on the west side, and I had two sets. I had four sets, but two got canceled, I guess, because the bowl was killing attendance.
Big game.
Yeah. So I had an 8:40 and a 10:30.
Ah.
So the 8:40, the Super Bowl started at 6:30. So that's right in the gooey middle.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm drinking at a bar. I'm like four or five beers in, going, oh, well, the Falcons are cleaning up. This is over. All right, whatever. Because I hate the Falcons. New Orleans, that's our rival.
Yeah.
The Dirty Birds.
Yes.
We don't like them. So I'm not a New Englander, but I live in New York, and I'm closer to that, and I, you know, whatever the hell. So I'm going with New England, whatever. So I'm just like, the Falcons are up, they're great, they're going to kill, whatever. It's what was it, 28-3 at some point?
It was 28-3 in the second half.
Yeah, so I go, all right, well, it's 8:15, I pound another beer, I run to the Comedy Cellar, there's like 40 people in there, but they're hot. We make fun of football, I do some jokes, whatever. I get out, and I see Justin Silver, and he's on at 9:50, and I'm on at 10:30, and I'm like, hey, I noticed the Apache scored 3. Do you mind switching? He's like, I don't care. So now I got to go at 9:50 and then run back to the bar.
Uh-huh.
So I get some time back at the bar. By the time I get back to the bar, I walk in the bar. Boom! Patriots hit the touchdown. And now we got a game. Now you go.
We got a game. Well, I mean, I don't even know what to say. It's so mind-blowing and bending and dick-sucking gay. I don't even know how to describe it. But, I was at my house. I couldn't go to a party because when the Patriots are in it, everybody hates the Patriots. They're the team that everyone wants to hate because now there's a Trump involved, which is very silly.
The Hatriots.
And they hate us because they ain't us.
That's what they say.
When we're together, running just as fast as you can. But anyway, I mean, it's so funny because 2001, the whole country was rooting for them because the Rams had just won and they were the Patriots. It was 9/11. The whole world was rooting for the Patriots when they won.
Yeah.
Now, 15 years later and 5 championships later, everyone hates them. But... what are you going to do? That's where I done been born, as Ryan Hamilton says.
There you go.
That's where my parents had anal and birthed me, so that's my team. And I love them. And so I watched it at my house because I can't watch in a group or with people because so I can't watch in a group because people hate them. I don't want to watch people just hating them. So I invite people over, but I was like, you got to root for the Patriots. I'm sorry. And people were like, I'm not coming over your house. Fuck you. They spit at me.
Yeah. People don't like winners.
No, they don't. People like watching people collapse.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey or Floyd Mayweather or whoever the fuck. They want you to go down in the fourth.
They do. So it's just Canner came over because Canner's like a family member, and he bet on the Patriots. So him and his girl came over. Sarah went out and did spots. It was just the three of us. And they were getting clobbered, of course, down 28-3 in the second half, 21-0 at one point.
Yeah.
Very disappointing. But with Todd, they can score a lot. So I was going, let's just make it close for God's sakes.
Yeah.
This is a bummer. And you start already going, well, they've won four. I mean, they're four-time champions.
Right.
Brady's the best ever. The fucking Red Sox are going to have a great team. What are you going to do?
Yes, but.
And then all of a sudden.
Yeah, but we had at the bar, there was the one old guy who was there alone. He had like a weird sweater on. He was pounding Manhattans, white-haired old man. And he's like, it's never been done. He's got a cigar in one. He's like, it's never been done. They can't come back. No one's ever done it in all the Super Bowls of all of history. And he's freaking out. So I start believing this old timer. I'm like, well, the geezer's on to something. It's never been done. He's like, there's no overtime in Super Bowl. But there is.
Not so fast, old timer.
Yeah.
Eat my road, red liver lips.
Yes.
So it's the biggest comeback in history was 10.
Right.
And the Patriots have had some comeback victories, of course. They're down 25. It's fucking insane. But the Red Sox were once down 3-0 in 2004, you might remember. And that had never been done. The Bruins were down 4-1 against the Leafs with 9 minutes left in the playoffs. They came back and won,
uh-huh.
which is two of my greatest moments of my life. And then all of a sudden, they kept getting in it, and the Falcons kept fucking up. First of all,
yes.
Matt Ryan snapping the ball with 30 seconds left on the clock. They're dropping back to pass on third down. They made some mistakes, but it was fun to watch this team in their seventh Super Bowl versus these young whippersnappers. They didn't know what was going on. I compared it to the Russia losing to the States in 1980 hockey. They never pulled the goalie. They didn't know what to do.
Miracle?
The miracle.
Yes.
The Falcons didn't know what to do. They were just reeling. You could see it unfolding. And Brady just started hitting those laser beam passes.
Oh,
the
yeah.
defense came alive. And slowly, like so many times in Boston sports, you just start believing.
Yeah.
You're like, this could happen.
And those catches.
Wait a second. Look at this. The Edelman catches. I mean, Julio Jones is the best athlete on the planet. Two of the greatest catches I've ever seen. But Edelman with that catch, the ref makes the proper call. I mean, it was just unbelievable. And then, of course, it goes to over. I mean, I was going nuts. You can Jason Canner on Instagram. He posted the game-winning touchdown. My reaction. It's really kind of embarrassing, but it's a lot of fun. Go check it out.
Yeah, yeah.
At Jason Canner on Instagram. There, you can see the real moment. But I don't even know what to say, but it was one of the happiest moments of my life. It was unbelievable. I mean, down 16 with 8 minutes left, down 8 with a minute left, and they won. It was fucking unbelievable. I mean, truly not believable.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like that last catch for the touchdown to win it, it looked like his knees were down.
Yeah, I guess it was pretty close, but...
But the confetti just popped. It was fuck it, it's over.
They reviewed it. It was called a touchdown on the field. And let's be honest, come on, it's going to be third down from the half-inch
line.
And it was just over at that point. There was a play in overtime where Brady hits Edelman, and the two Falcon defenders pop up, and they're yelling at each other. And I was like, this game's over.
I didn't see that.
They're going, you should have had, I should have had, wow! And you're like, it is over. I mean,
yeah.
They scored fucking 31 unanswered.
Wow.
It was just... Forget about it. I mean, it was one of the great, great comebacks in the history of sports.
Completely.
And I feel so unbelievably grateful to be around for this. I mean, 5 Patriots championships, 3 Red Sox, a Celtics, and a Bruins in the last 15 years.
And you've witnessed them all.
And the Patriots, may I say, when I was a kid, they were 1-15. The local games were blacked out because they didn't sell out the game. You couldn't watch the game on TV.
Uh-huh.
We literally would sit and listen on the radio. They were never on Monday Night Football. They were never in the playoffs. And now I've got to witness technically 9 Super Bowls. One of them I was a child for. But there is pictures of me wearing my Steve Grogan shit. But... yeah, I mean, 8 Super Bowls that I fully remember and was part of, and all 5 wins, and it was tremendous.
And this is, as a guy who's not a big sport cock, you've always said the beauty of sports is the unpredictability.
Yeah,
and this was it in a nutshell here. This was it. ad nauseum.
It really was. That's what I always talk about. That it's the only. There's so few opportunities in life to go. I can't believe it. I can't believe what I just witnessed.
Yes,
that was unbelievable. And this was one of those moments where you're like, that was not. But you had to see it to believe it.
Yes.
And I think about all the people that are older and when they're down 28 to 3. They have jobs. Like I'm going to bed, and they had to be woken up and going, "You get up. You got to get out here."
Yeah.
Tremendous. I mean, I am riding high, and then a mere 9 hours later, they were drilling my face down to a nub. That's a very microcosm of life, you know?
Yeah, you're up, you're down.
Up and down, and you got a shitty little nibble for a tooth.
What was that? What does ad nauseum mean? I might have misused that.
No, ad nauseum. I think that means you've heard about this ad nauseum.
Oh, then that's not right. Because I said...
You've heard it enough that you're getting nauseous, I think.
Oh, is that it?
Yes.
Sounds like it. What?
You're getting nauseous.
Is that Greek or Latin?
No, it's ad nauseum. Like,
I think it's Latin. Shelbo.
Was that Latin?
It's referring to something that has been done or repeated so often that it has become annoying or tiresome.
Yes. Uh-huh. It's like people saying, that's so white.
Yes.
That's the whitest name. That's the whitest jacket. That's the whitest blah, blah, blah.
It's hack, folks. Leave it alone.
But anyways, we got to wrap up, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Well, what a game, what a pod, what a friend, and what a time to be alive.
What a life, and let's get some plugs going. April 4th, of course, Fat Black Pussycat.
That's the biggie, folks. Put your ties on and come on out.
Big month of March for me, folks. Zany's in a downtown location, March 8th through the 12th. Come on out to that. Let's have some Chipotle. Let's talk about the Cubs and the Blackhawks and kiss some Blackhawks. The week after that, just a few days after that, Tampa side split is bringing Greg Stone down there. March 16th, St. Patrick's Day, 18th and 19th, Tampa side splitters. Come on out. Hopefully to see you there. And then one of my favorite places in the wide world, Montreal, Mount Royal. The Comedy Nest, March 23rd, 24th, 25th. Sarah will be with me on that one. And that's going to be fun. And don't forget the St. Louis Funny Bone, April 19th through the 23rd. April 15th is the Holbrook Fire Department benefit. April 17th is Patriots Day. I'll see you out there at the marathon at the ball game. Come say hello. 19th to the 23rd, St. Louis Funny Bone. And then it's a ways away, Comedy Castle in Detroit, May 11th to the 13th.
That's a first.
Yeah, excited.
Wait, what's the Louis one? The Garden?
Louis.
Didn't you do a Louis Boston?
I'm doing the Wang Theater.
Ooh.
This week, starting tonight through Friday. But that's all well sold out.
Uh-huh. All right, folks, Helium in Philadelphia next week, or this week, actually. Come on out. We got a lot of shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll need you for that. Then I'm going to Los Angeles for a couple of things at midnight, a few other douches. So say hello in L.A. I'm doing a couple bar shows and whatnots. Might try to get on at that improv as well. So come out to Los Angeles. I got a people bunch hitting me up. Then I'm doing a Houston joke joint. Love Houston. Forget what I said. Houston's great. What a town. Texas. Ha. Then I'm in Dayton for the Funny Bone. Then Laughing Skull in Atlanta, Georgia. Love
hot
this club.
Atlanta.
Hot.
Home of the second place Falcons.
Ooh. And Donald Glover's show, which I haven't seen yet.
I hear it's amazing.
Then Des Moines. Ooh, that'll lead you out there. And then on the 29th, I'm doing the Shaskeen Pub. Where is that? Massachusetts?
Manchester, New Hampshire. I love Shaskeen. Nick Lavelle.
Yeah, come out to that. I eat some Tuesdays over there. Then we're doing the Vermont Comedy Club in Vermont. And then some good stuff here and there. Denver and Hartford, Connecticut again. Those tickets are back up. And then I'm in Vegas. And then we got a little San Antonio at LOL. So come out to that. But most importantly, say hello. Yell at Chipotle. Bring us some cards. And April 4th, Fat Black, baby. Put it in the book. Come on out with bells on.
Sell it out.
Yeah, that's the one. All right, we'll see you all in hell. Suck your dick and praise Allah.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Aha! Uh-huh.